A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a franchise was developed that would span decades. And so, as it has been before, the latest in the Star Wars franchise, Solo, A Star Wars Story, directed by Ron Howard, has finally arrived. Solo, A Star Wars Story, is the latest in the origin movies, providing viewers backstories for some of the more important Star Wars characters. In this film, the viewer meets a young Han Solo living on the streets of his home planet, Corellia, which is under the rule of the Empire. He and his girlfriend, Kira, are part of a street gang, and having stolen something valuable from Lady Proxima, the head of the gang, they are trying to escape Corellia. Han manages to get out, but not so Kira, and as they are separated, Han vows to find a way to come back and get her. What follows is a quick look at the next 3 years until finally Han meets Chewbacca and lands a job with Tobias Beckett, who has been hired to pull a major heist by Dryden Voss, head of the criminal organization Crimson Dawn. The action of Solo, A Star Wars Story, centers on the various attempts to complete the heist and Solo's escapades and his encounters along the way with the likes of Lando Calrissian and Emphis Nest. The cast of Solo, A Star Wars Story, is adequate with Alden Ehrenreich as Solo, Emilia Clarke as Kira, and Woody Harrelson as Beckett. Ehrenreich, for fans of Harrison Ford's portrayal of Solo, tries to demonstrate much of the bravado and derring do of the older version, but at times comes off as reciting his lines rather than truly embodying the character. Unfortunately, Ehrenreich and Clarke do not have the chemistry between them that two young lovers should, and their moments together lack the emotion one would expect. Jonas Suotamo, as Chewbacca, at 6'11", along with the Wookiee costume to tie him seamlessly to the character, is a natural and has all the Chewie head cocking down perfectly. Glover's Calrissian is a charming wheeler-dealer who is very appealing. While perhaps not as exciting and engaging as some of the other Star Wars films, Solo is a fun film, whether you are familiar with the franchise's other films or not. Right from the standard intro to the music that draws heavily from John Williams' original score to the sets, makeup, overall imagination, and action, Solo is vintage Star Wars. Director Ron Howard has done a decent job of tying the film together and pacing it so it avoids dragging. Father and son writing team Lawrence and Jonathan Kasdan have done an admirable job of creating a story that maintains the flavor of the other Star Wars films. That said, however, the writing at times is shallow and a bit on the cheesy side. There really is only one shocker in the film, and that one is only recognizable by those who have faithfully watched all of the other films. Despite these flaws, the film in and of itself is satisfying enough. For diehard Star Wars fans trying to place this film in the chronology, you'll want to listen carefully so you can determine where in the timeline this film fits. Nothing is said specifically, but there are plenty of clues that help place it fairly accurately. These fans will also enjoy some of the tributes paid to past films. Solo, A Star Wars Story, is a fairly fast 2 hours and 15 minutes in length and is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi fantasy. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.